Blackbird, fly into the light of a dark black night.
Hi, this is Ruth, and we're learning the birds. One never knows what one might come across when engaged in a study of birds. A prime example of what I mean is the apparently common bird world activity known as anting, something I'd never heard of. Anting is something like a wellness ritual maintained for a specified result. Before we talk about anting, let's first discuss formic acid, for that's what birds use when they practice the art of anting. Formic acid is secreted in small amounts by ants, wasps, millipedes, and bees as a form of self-defense. In large enough doses, formic acid is a deadly poison that can kill a full-grown human in 100 gruesome ways. But this poison is also terribly useful and is found in items as diverse as electroplate, potassium salt, latex, leather, perfume, and vinyl resin. As far as humans go, the use of formic acid is a carefully controlled and regulated activity for the safety of all concerned. The fact that birds have learned to benefit from the use of formic acid proves, at least to me, that birds are smarter than we think. What do they use formic acid for? Well, for one thing, it's an insecticide, specifically a miticide. But it also kills lice, ticks, and a variety of other pesky insects. It also serves as a fungicide and will kill bacteria as well. Because anting is often observed when birds are molting, it's believed the acid can supplement natural preening oils and soothe skin made itchy by emerging feathers. But what exactly is anting and how do we tell when they're doing it? There are two types of anting behavior. There is active anting and passive anting. Active anting is when a bird picks up one or several ants, wasps, bees, or millipedes and places them under the feathers so the insects can crawl around and do their thing. Another active anting method is to hold insects in the beak to rub up and down the feathers. Passive anting is equally strange. A bird may stand, lie down, or roll around on an ant bed, causing the ants to swarm onto the bird of their own volition. Passively anting birds often stand with their wings outspread, letting the ants have at it with stoic resignation. The object of all true anting is to rile the insect into releasing its store of formic acid while biting or stinging the bird or simply exuding the acid out the stomach. The birds appear relatively immune to the acid themselves, although they sometimes become agitated while engaged in anting. Still, it seems to do more good than harm, for a dedicated anting bird may repeat the ritual again and again. Not all birds do it, but more than 200 different kinds of birds worldwide have been caught in the act of anting. Starlings and tanagers actively ant. Crows are passive anters. European birds known to ant include babblers, weavers, and the Eurasian jay. Birds also engage in pseudo-anting with non-insect items such as apple peels or mothballs, even cigarette butts. So it cannot be said that birds don't know how to use tools. In this case, they utilize living tools to facilitate their own well-being, proving once again that we should never underestimate the birds. Thanks to David Allen Sibley's Guide to Bird Life and Behavior.
Learning the Birds is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and produced by Ruth Beasley of Canadian, Texas.